My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 15th of September 2009. The time is 2:15 in the afternoon, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from?
My name is Martin Bean. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Newcastle upon Tyne.
How long have you lived in Newcastle?
A couple of years. Moved there from Darlington for work. So at the moment, I'm working up there as a web developer for a marketing agency.
How long have you worked as a web developer?
2 years. Like I say, I moved there for work.
What did you do previous to that?
College and school. So studied digital media at college and got a foot in the door in my second year of college. So I've been in Newcastle ever since working.
Was the intention always going to web development?
Yeah, pretty much since like the end of school, I knew that I was going to do something in computers. I mean, I quite liked that and I quite liked IT, so it was kind of nice to put the two together.
And are you enjoying your job?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been in my current agency for about 7 months now. So I started there February, the week before my 20th birthday. I mean, ever since, quite liking the job.
And what exactly do you do in your job?
It's mainly building and developing websites. At the moment, I'm making a bingo engine / social networking site for bingo players, naturally. So it's quite an intensive build. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And how are you feeling about today?
Not liking the weather. For those who can't see, it's raining heavily.
Do you feel this will affect your time on the 10th?
Well, not my time. It's, an hour is always going to be an hour, but it's going to be wet. It's going to be a test.
And how did you first hear about the project?
I can't really remember. I mean, they said that in the office, and I can't really cast my mind back to when I actually first heard about the plinth. I mean, I knew it was being run by Anthony Gormley, who did the Major of the North and coming from Newcastle. I'm very familiar with it. But I can't actually remember what I heard about the One Another and the Fourth Plinth. But I mean, when I did, I went on the website and applied pretty much straight away. Thought it's a one-in-a-lifetime chance. Why not go for it?
Are you a fan of Anthony Gormley's work?
Obviously a bit partial to the Banjo of the North. But yeah, it should be interesting to participate and actually sort of like be iconic in the South for the North. A bit of a role reversal. Should be interesting.
And what are you planning to do with your hour on the plinth?
Good question. Not a lot comes to mind. I haven't got a plan, so to speak, for what to do up there, so I'll try and find something to amuse myself for the hour.
Was there much thought behind what you wanted to do?
Not really, no. I mean, like, ever since I've let everyone know that I would applied and got a position on the fourth plinth, everyone's like, oh, what you're going to do for an hour? And it's like, I don't actually know. Suggestions welcome, but there wasn't very many suggestions forthcoming. So I'm going up there with an empty mind.
And what are you expecting to get out of your hour on the plinth?
Wet clothes.
And what are your interests outside of work?
Interesting question. Quite like fight sports, so I'm a fan of professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. I've actually done quite a lot of work within the British scene for both wrestling and mixed martial arts, mainly involving building websites for various promotions, so like try and get the image a bit more on par with the Americans, who have a lot more money to spend in their image and promotional. So yeah, kind of like helping the British scene thrive a bit more than it currently is.
And are you proud to be from Newcastle?
Very much so. I mean, it's a poor life to lead if you're not proud from where you come from. You have to make the best of it. So it's like, if you're not proud from it, then not really much you can say.
Do you mind just expanding on this mixed martial arts? What exactly do you enjoy about it?
Not really sure. I mean, I first got into professional wrestling when I was about 8 in junior school. It was all of age, and naturally, by the time you came around to about 10, 11, moving on to secondary school, it became uncool to watch it, with it being predetermined and fixed and fake and whatever terms people throw around for. But I don't know, it's just something to stick with. And obviously, mixed martial arts being sort of like an offshoot from professional wrestling, it was just something similar that I enjoyed as much as wrestling.
Have you ever taken part in any?
I've currently trained in professional wrestling. Been doing that off and on since I was about 13, so for like the past 7 years I've pretty much done something within it. Haven't actually had any matches, but I mean it's a good way to keep fit. I mean it's interesting, it's a good way to meet people with like similar interests obviously. So definitely, and it's definitely something interesting worth giving a go.
Would you like to take it professionally?
As professionally as one could in the UK, I mean, obviously you've got the WWE to contend with, and the British scene just doesn't have enough shows to make it a full-time profession. There's only a handful of people who do, and most of their time spent overseas in America and Japan. So I mean, if I was to stay in the UK, then definitely not. I mean, I've got my career as a web developer to fall back on, so I mean, it'd be nice weekend activity every now and again to pursue.
Where do your family live?
Well, like I say, I moved from Darlington, so most of my family are from Darlington. It's County Durham, about 40 miles south of Newcastle, but still in the northeast. And I've got a couple of family members more further south. I've got two uncles that live south, one in Manchester, one in Oxfordshire. That's pretty much it. Like I say, the remainder in Darlington.
You close to your family?
Yeah, very much so. Haven't fell out with anyone yet, so that's always a bonus. But yeah, definitely get on with all my family members, both sides. Parents are separated, so I spend like half my time seeing one half and half the time seeing the other.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got one biological brother. He's Darren, he's younger, he's 15 years old at the moment. And then on my dad's side of family, he's engaged, he's not remarried yet, but his partner has three children of her own. So I've got two half stepbrothers and one half stepsister.
And what do you think about the project as a whole?
Good question. I'm not really sure what to make of the whole project. It's definitely an interesting one. It's nice to actually be part of history and be part of art and occupy the fourth plinth, which has seen some like fantastic art projects and installations in itself in the past. So it's quite an interesting one to actually participate in yourself.
Are you interested in the arts?
Traditionally, not really. I mean, more interested in like contemporaries, obviously doing web development, so it's like more internet focused and more modern, like I say, contemporary art rather than say traditional fine art, like the artists such as Monet, Van Gogh. Obviously, I did study them whilst at school and doing art for GCSE.
Have you ever been on stage or done anything similar to the plinth before?
I can't say I've performed or done anything similar to the plinth. I mean, the plinth is pretty unique in itself, so no, I can't say I've done anything similar.
And do you have any expectations about going on the plinth?
Not really. I mean, obviously, it's an open platform. It's open for anyone to interpret it in their own way, for anyone to do whatever they want to do within reason. So, I mean, there's not really any expectations as going up there as a participant.
You mentioned you're very proud of being from Newcastle.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about being British?
Being British, it's not something I've really give thought to. I mean, you're born in Britain, so you can't really change that or anything. So it's not something I've really given much thought. It's just been a given, you know, you're British, you were born in Britain. It's not really anything you can elaborate on that.
And what do you
Sorry.
think of London as a city?
It's actually my first time in memory that I've been to London. I mean, I was taken to London when I was about 6 months old, so obviously don't really have any memories from that. So I mean, it's the first time that I've actually been to London and been conscious of it. So I mean, given the rain, it's quite a nice city from what I've seen of it so far.
And what are your plans for the future?
Just to stay on track with my career. Like I say, I've moved to Newcastle now, so I'm like out on my own. My family is still in Darton, like I say. So it's just to like keep track on my career and just make a life for myself, basically.
And as you know, this project's all about getting a modern portrayal of Britain.
Yeah.
So just wondering if you could paint a picture of your life at the moment?
At the moment, I'm living in Newcastle, so I'm actually living on the quayside, so I get a good view of the first sort of like icons, the scenery you think of Newcastle, so the Millennium Bridge and the Baltic flour mills. So I mean, every morning I wake up, I can straight away see them out my window. So I mean, that's pretty good to see, like live in a city and see its heritage and its icons. Other than that, it's like go to work and do something you enjoy. I mean, I feel fairly lucky that I'm actually doing something I enjoy, something I had an interest in, something I was able to make a career out of. So it's easy in that way. I'm happy.
Are you interested in history?
Traditional art, not really. It's not something I've really looked into. I mean, other than doing it at school.
You mentioned culture. What do you consider culture?
Culture, it's a wide encompassing term. It's quite hard to define. Culture's it's language, it's the way you do things, and it can sort of like encompass religion. Various different countries have various different religions which comprise their culture. It's just general way of life. I mean, obviously we have a different way of life in Britain than say America or India or Asia.
Have you travelled recently?
Not recently, no. I haven't had like the time or the funds to really travel. Obviously, we're moving and financing myself. I haven't got parents to fall back on or anything, so I haven't been on like holiday or say away for a good couple of years now.
If there was one place you'd like to go, where would it be?
Australia. Just it's just sort of like the ultimate destination. We've been like the polar opposite of the world. So I'd quite like to travel there. I'm not quite sure I'd be able to put up with the 23-hour flight though. But maybe it's one day. It does look a quite nice, beautiful country.
Great.